Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Tune into the
King of Sons. I told you that we're going to go on an African cruise. We went to Nigeria, and then we are also in Kenya. It's Zelensky with many things. We checked out Soul to Soul with Zuzana, and our Tiwa Savage, Aristar, and Young John with Stamina. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. We appreciate it. Now, today is one of those days where we needed to have a conversation. And we did, okay? We spoke about the judgment that was handed down by Judge Christy Liebenberg that found that Azane Medicia's version may be substantially true, in that she had no intent to murder. He also found that the state failed to prove on a balance of probabilities that Stephen Malundu was present at the scene murder. Then the sentencing will commence today
at 10 a.m.
I also understand that Shekwan, you said that there's a gathering
protest
action
that
is happening right now as
yes.
you speak. As we,
so okay, the Wasserfall family arrived at court, and there's like hundreds of people in front of the court. And people from the Shut It All Down group, Namibia, and just the public at large are protesting in front of the court right now.
If you're finding yourself on the ground right now, it'll be great to hear from you. Please send us a voice note. Perhaps just to let us know, what is it that you see? What is the situation like right now in terms of what's happening? You know, maybe even in terms of law enforcement, controlling you guys and you bringing your point across. 083-000-1029. We also had a conversation with the late Shannon Wasserfall's sister, Osi Loretta Kendall.
Yes.
We will have that conversation up on our website soon in case you missed that. For now, we really just want to bring you in as well. Where do you stand with this judgment? Where do you stand with what judge what the judge brought forward, Christy Liebenberg, in terms of obviously the family's trauma and the family's hurt and the family's pain? Where do you stand? Let's hear from Abudi TK.
Yes, good morning, Fresh. It really was a sad day in history, you know, in the Namibian courts. One thing, however, is I don't doubt, you know, it may have been an accident. So, you know, the intent to murder is already, you know, out of the equation. However, what is sickening was the extent to which these two siblings went to cover up the truth. You know, if something was a mistake, one can understand you were scared and all of that, but you know, to go and dig up a grave for someone, no man. That is really, it's sad. Justice took its course. It's always never gonna be, you know, in favor of both parties, but it is what it is, guys.
Thank you so much, TK. You can really, you know, hear the what do you call it, the emotion in his voice.
Yeah.
Let's see OCRK's voice note here.
Hi guys, I hope you guys are good. This one broke my heart because at the time I was still in the coast and we were looking for this girl, guys. We were looking. I didn't know her. I don't know her personally, but it was just this thing of, it's another person out there that's, you know, let's support the family. Let's look for the girl. Cool. And then for 6 months, bring Shannon home. For 6 months. Fine. Maybe it was an accident. Okay. There was no intent to kill. Okay. Fine. But my thing is, just for 6 months, my mother must just have sleepless nights, not knowing where I am, and then eventually finding out that I'm dead, buried in the desert. And then you come and find these people not guilty. At least find them guilty for the burying part. They buried me in the dunes for months, and you're saying they're not guilty. Okay, cool. It was heartbreaking. when I saw the video of the family and the way they were reacting, it was heartbreaking, guys. Cringe moments. But what I'm saying is that the family of those guys, the murderers or the accused murderers or the not guilty murderers or whatever, better watch their backs. That's what I'm saying. You know how outraged, not just the family, how outraged the people are. And you know what happens in anger. People do things when they're angry. Better watch your back. I'm not threatening nobody, but I'm just saying, better watch your back. The judges, the lawyers, better watch your back. I would not sleep full comfortably at night. But yeah, that's just my two cents on the matter.
So here's the thing that I think immediately that I will address, Shekwan, if I may. She was found guilty on concealment. That one we have to just put that on record, just as response to the voice note that just played.
True.
Number two, like our lawyer earlier on mentioned, Abudi Apollos, the country's ran by laws.
It's a
rule of laws. Okay, we are governed by laws. So we on this platform will never ever sit here and be proponents of violence or lawlessness. So the view by RK to say, look, listen, people will have to watch their back and the judges and all that, I think that is a little bit misplaced. We right now would have to say that's something that we do not advise. That's something that independently we are actively discouraging, because we are a nation of laws, and you will find yourself on the wrong side of the law. And when that does happen, you will find yourself in the courts, and the long arm of the law will take its action on you. And I don't think you really want that for yourself right now.
True. I think what it is also, it's just, you know, people are so emotional about it.
Understandably,
I think, you know, sometimes our emotions just run, you know, even the way that we think or the way that we perceive things. And understandably so, because it's a really disheartening issue. But honestly, just to add on to what NSK said, let's just be mindful, because we just don't have these conversations on air. We also probably take it in our personal social medias and so forth.
Thank you so much, Shekwan. Let's leave it at that. When we get back, breakfast on Fresh FM continues.
Is your wake-up call. Yo, I've got Shekwan.